Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor, and he's read more reviews of this podcast than either of the original hosts. He's our super fun, super nerd friend from the East Coast, Florida's own Siege. Hello.
Hi, I'm so tired.
Yeah?
Yeah,
too much
man.
Work? Too much work or not enough sleep, or both?
Probably not enough sleep. I mean, well, too much work too, because I don't want to do that anymore. But
yeah, work is dumb.
Yeah, oh wait, actually, stupid.
My work rules. Actually, I take that back.
Yeah, your work does rule. I'm trying to do your work, yeah. Or at least your work adjacent.
It's not very fiscally rewarding, but it's. I went out with one of my friends, and he was like, he's been let go because his paycheck was too big, and it was like, well, they're not going to get me on that one.
Too big, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. See, checking your phone there. Are you diving straight for the reviews to see?
Yes,
if you can
I
read
am.
More
of course,
than
I am.
Anyone
yes.
else? Okay. Well, then, in the meantime, since you're checking your phone, I just the doorbell just rang at my house. I'm recording from home studio, and I had to just like get up and run away. We started a little late because of it, because I had a package delivery. Because I don't know if you can see this, Siege, but do you see that brilliant stripe that goes down the middle of my screen?
Yeah, man,
that
that's
beautiful. That's how my phone works these days. It's just
cool.
Like, you can't. It looks like a lightsaber down the middle of it. And I was talking to my buddy Sean about this
stripe.
Yeah, I was like, well, at least it's green. At least I'm like, my lightsaber would be the color of the living force. And he was like, yeah, just a couple months ago, it would have definitely been red for the Sith that was coming out of you. And I was like, hey, dang, why did I shape up? But the doorbell rang, and I knew what it was because it was the replacement iPhone. And I like couldn't miss it because it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Which would you rather lose, your wallet or your phone?
Oh my God, my phone. I've got like literally nothing in my wallet.
So you'd rather lose your wallet then?
Absolutely. My wallet is just a hunk of leather that is stuck in a backpack and doesn't come out. I have all my cards, all my everything like loaded into my phone. I don't even bring my phone into like the store or anything anymore. I don't even bring my wallet into the store or anything anymore. I leave it at home, like even though I should probably have it with driver's license and everything else like that. But I mean, not that I need that, but... And even
not
like
in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, who needs a driver's license in Florida? You don't even need insurance. And some states now even allow you to load your driver's license into your Apple iPhone, which is insane.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm like just begging for the day. But of course, like if I can just go everywhere with my phone, I just tap to pay on everything. And that's literally all I do like that. And that's my connection to the universe.
I love it. I love it so much. I also am a nerd and have an Apple Watch, and that makes it even easier. So,
Like if I don't even have to pull my phone out of my pocket and just tap my watch to things, like if I get a text message, I just feel the little buzz on my wrist and go look at it there and not even pick up my phone. How much lazier can I get?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, we'll get to that here in a little while because I actually think that we can get lazier, and I'm almost here for it. I think I'm getting there where I want to be even lazier than I currently am.
Look at you coming over to the dark side.
Listen, I've always been a the thing that we used to laugh about in my 20s would be like, nah, good enough. Like, don't get your expectations so high that it's unreachable, and then just be happy with whatever you get. As you go, I think. And not good enough, like, I'm not going to try harder. I want good things and success. It's just that, like, sometimes if you hold yourself to too high a standard, then you're unhappy all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I say that all the time. It's like, don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw something today, it's like, don't do it for the awards, do good work and the awards will come, or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now we're just getting, now we're just being old guys talking about what we've learned over the years about finding happiness.
Have you found it? Because let me know where it is.
That red lightsaber, anytime now. I'm whole temple full of younglings.
I'm in Florida, I will take any weapon available.
They won't stop you, I don't think.
No, they won't.
Well, hey, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. You can always leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or however you listen to this. We appreciate any time that you can chime in and tell us how it's going, as long as it's 5 stars and positive things only. Anything this week, Siege?
Yes, actually, I've got two two new reviews. Should
well, I let's read the one? Let's read the newest one, and then that way, if we don't get one next week, we'll have one.
All right, all right. This one is from our friend Amanda Gallivan. Gavilan.
Oh, hi,
hi, Amanda. How you doing? And it's 5 stars.
Yeah, says, there you go.
Listening to this week's Nerd Talk, I have never been so entertained by a radio show in quite a while. Riots, the both of you. Oh, laughy face. Roll on the floor laughing. Keep up the great work. Delete.
Delete?
Delete.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Amanda is no longer with us. Thank you for listening in the past.
You've been removed from the annals of this podcast.
We're keeping the review, though.
Now, yeah, obviously, I'm not returning that. No way.
No way.
Siege, I've got to bring something up because a friend of mine was like, hey, I'm helping out with a first robotics team. Like, it's like kids who make robots.
Oh, cool.
It's like some of the younger kids. They're probably like the Lego League still or whatever. There's like two leagues, and then you get into upper ones. And okay, so she's helping out with it. She's like the parent that's like the captain of this team, right? And she was like, part of it is like teaching them about different technologies, and I want to show them podcasting. Do you think that I could come in and bring them in to see what you guys do? And I was like, sure, of course. Yeah, we're kind of remote, so like you can come see me do it, but it'll actually be good because you won't. You know, you'll be off to the sides of just watching one person do it rather than feeling like you're in the way. Okay, great. And she's like, send me a link so I can let the kids listen to it. And I was like, give me 1 week.
So are we doing one for the kids this week?
I told her that last week's topics were probably not appropriate. And even when we talk about centaurs, it gets out of control. So, So we're gonna do it for the kids, as you just said. Yes,
Nerd Talk Teen.
Perfect. Yeah. That's kind of the theme right now. The NFL does it. Formula One does it, where they have kids commentating and stuff. And so, I mean, replace all these old men.
Yeah. I love seeing the Nickelodeon games and then even the Toy Story one. It's like, it just shows you like the technology, but yet like with the football and everything else like that, that they have actual Toy Story characters playing the exact same game that's going on, but yet they still have 80-year-old men putting the ball wherever they feel like and then stretching out an arbitrary link of chain to say whether it's 1 inch off or 2 inches off for a first down.
How is there not a sensor in the ball yet that you get the spot perfect every time? It boggles my mind.
Yeah, they absolutely screwed up and said last year that there was a sensor in the ball. They were like, yeah, judging by the sensor of the ball, he should have been first down, blah, 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 blah. It was like NFL, like public relations or something, sent out a tweet during one of the playoff games. And everybody just kind of was just like, oh, nothing to see here. Nope, we've got microchips in the ball, but that's only two, you know, let us know where the balls are. It's like, yeah, on the field.
Yeah, the thing where it counts, where millions of dollars are at stake, but collective ownership is how that goes. Because there are certain things to me that are, it's wild that we romanticize the human element of it, and that is, like you said, like a guy rushes the ball, and then some 70-year-old lawyer guy runs up and is like, I saw it go to here. And it's like, well, there was 9 guys on top of him. How could you have possibly seen that? And everyone just goes, okay, we're on board. That's great.
Sure. And then God forbid there's some of the games that have like, 40,000 cameras in every different angle, and you're looking at them and all you see is like a giant pasty thigh and like a little tiny corner of the ball. And you're like, that's somewhere between the 3 and 7 yard line. We'll put it there and everything will be good.
So, yeah. Okay, well, let's dive right in. First of all, how you doing? You okay?
I'm doing pretty okay. Things are good. They're moving along. I won't get too into it because it's Nerd Talk Teen, but let's just say everything is good.
Normally, we would have Brandon on here, but he's at school this week. So
Brandon at school? Yeah, right. Brandon's not at school.
Yeah, he's Brandon's out there school and smoking cigarettes behind the gym.
Eastern Spokane Sasquatch.
It's been like a decade since the first Google Glass debuted, and it was like a big deal in Seattle. Like, there was this place called the 5 Point that was like, if you wear Google Glass, you're not welcome. And it was like before everyone was just filming everything constantly, and before the switch happened, where we're at right now, where it used to be that we would film other, or that we'd film things with our friends or moments or stuff like that. And now, and then like show it to each other to be like, even if it was for clout, fine. But now the world has switched to being like, look at me, I'm a star doing something. And so like the idea that you would ever be able to keep Google Glass out of anywhere now is preposterous because people are constantly filming all the time. So Meta, the Facebook, Instagram people, have a pair of their own smart glasses that came out, I think, last year. They teamed up with Ray-Ban, and it did not go great. It was not a success. So they're trying again, though, with a version that, it's a version 2. It looks more like classic Wayfarers. Nice. And less like you're trying to replace Rivers Cuomo as the front runner of Weezer.
Yeah.
So, these things are, they're pretty cool. They've got, to catch everyone up, it looks like a, the last ones were really bulky. These ones are less bulky. They've got speakers built in. I think they're the ones that kind of like, you know, like resonate your bone in your head.
I'm looking at them right now. They've got the vibration technology on the side of your, on the, for basically vibrating your skull for sound.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then, compared to the old ones, holy cow, they look like they're probably about half the weight.
Yeah. 5 different microphones on there so they can use a computer brain in there to help, you know, mix it better so you get better sound quality. And a 12 megapixel camera, which doesn't compare a lot to your phone camera's capabilities these days. They're up to like 50 or something like that megapixels. But just 5 years ago, that's what the strong cameras were. Oh, yeah, that was the standard. Were. Yeah, and so this to be for this to be built into your glasses is pretty neat. Charles Leclerc, the Formula One driver for Ferrari, he helped Meta with this. I'm sure Ray-Ban is one of their sponsors, I believe, at Ferrari. And so he went to the go-kart track. And the thing about these ones is they'll connect to your phone now and you can live stream with them. So it sends the information to your phone and you can go live. And so he did some laps at the go-kart track while wearing them.
These are wild. Yeah.
It's a first-person POV. It's really pretty cool. And, you know, since this is Nerd Talk Plus for teens, just imagine what happens when the naughty people get their hands on them and start doing weird naked stuff, because that's
like
going to be
me.
Yeah, exactly. When the sieges of the world figure out how to implement these for evil, it's going to be a whole thing.
Kids, do not do this at home.
I think that they look okay. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on them.
Yeah.
I wonder how far we are from them having maybe these ones do it for having the graphics pop up on the lens, though, so you can see stuff happening as you go, which is to my point earlier about like, yeah, I look at my wrist to see my text messages because I can't lift my heavy phone. Well, what if it was just popped up right there in front of your eye? I'm obviously going to crash a car when that happens because I'm like, what? I'm like turning my head to try and see it. And then I'm like, what? Yeah. So, but really it's got to be pretty close to that. And why don't more cars have the on windshield
displays? I was literally just thinking about that. Like when you were saying that, it's like if they've got the technology to pop up on the window display. I mean, what was it when you were down here and we were riding around in that Tesla for a minute?
Yeah.
Like wasn't it full on like head turn to even see anything like in the center console?
Yeah, they're the most ridiculous. And, you know, I obviously have strong feelings about that weirdo Elon Musk, but when it comes to his Teslas, and no offense to people who want to drive a Tesla, I'm not here to, you know, shame your choices or gatekeep or anything like that.
I'll do it.
I just feel like it's wild to me that there's no display on the dashboard.
Yeah.
They intentionally make you take your eyes off of the road to see how fast you're going. You have to look to the center console giant iPad looking thing to be, it's not an iPad because it's definitely not teamed with Apple.
No.
But like to look at that thing to see just how fast you're going, which is crazy.
It's crazy dangerous to even think about that. And That was the first thing that blew me away when I got in. I looked over and I was like, there's literally nothing in front of you. I mean, you could have like a full like balcony garden display in front of you and be more effective than and it would be more effective than what's going on there. Like I've seen, it's been at least a decade now since like even the high end manufacturers like Cadillac and Lexus and, you know, whoever have put the little, even if it's just the at night display where they kind of put it up towards the bottom, that you see the direction and the speed and all that other, like your basic stuff that you need to know.
But why isn't that in every car?
It should be. It's like, it's one of the, you know what it is? It's one of those things where it's like safety versus extra money. They want to make it an option so you can pay for it and get the luxury package.
So I drive a 2020 Subaru, brag. And
nice.
There's like three LED lights that you can't see while you're driving, but then they go off, they reflect against the windshield, and then you see them like a reflection of them. So that way it's not like a bright light that's like every time one goes off, beep, 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 like that when I'm like leaving the lane or something like that. My mother was like, what was that? Are we okay? And I'm like, literally, it was the same thing as 48 seconds ago, and yes, we're fine. It's just letting me know. Just it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, you could see it reflecting off of the windshield. I drove for the Seattle International Auto Show. I drove a Camaro, which is like not my style. I wanted to drive like the, you know, the Lamborghini or whatever, but they gave me this Camaro for a week. And like, that's not, I'm not a Camaro guy, but I still had fun with it. And yeah, in that thing, you could see the speed that you were going. And I think just like really basic directions, or like north, south, east, west, cardinal directions, not like turn by turn. But that was 8 or 9 years ago. We should have full on mapping on the window in front of us with a blank space in the middle, so you're paying attention to the road, but a little speedometer and everything up there, so you don't have to ever look away.
Yeah, I totally agree. I drive a 2018 Volkswagen Tiguan. Everybody knows Habanero Peppa. And and like the center console display is actually pretty nice because it's up high enough, but it's not like one of those big things that takes up the entire windshield. And it's bright enough. It's got like it's got the cardinal directions. It's got your turn by turn and all the everything right in the center. It's not like even spread out wide like, you know, the old school ones where you've got the tachometer way over here, the speedometer way over here, and everything else in between. It's all based right in the middle on a digital screen that just gives you everything that you need to see at one quick glance. I mean, even that is better than having to full on jack your neck to the center, take like fully disengage with what you are doing on the road to go for it. That's insane to me.
So anyway, they need this type of stuff that's in your right there in your glasses, so that way you can pop up as you're going. But you got to also manage it so that way people aren't just reading, you know, audio, or they're not just reading digital books, ebooks, while they're driving with their Ray-Bans on or whatever.
Absolutely.
$300 like, bucks, dude. I feel like I have a $200 pair of Ray-Bans, and I'm like, they don't play any music. They just get scratched really easily. And that's,
I was going to say, I get like the last pair of glasses I really spent money on was my Oakley's. And these were like a while ago, like when Monster Dog was the name of the glasses or whatever. And they were just giant. And I looked like I was like in Papa Roach, but
DOG or something else. Monster
DOG. DOG. These big old things.
I heard something else, but then I was like Nerd Talk Plus for teens.
Yes. Nerd Talk. Yes. That's a totally different show. But yeah, those suckers were like almost $200 a decade ago, $300. And these things, I'm looking at them right now. And the only difference between like regular Wayfarers and these is if like where the little, I guess the little metal rivet that you normally see on the outside corners, that's where the cameras are. And that's in it. They're so tiny that unless you're actually paying attention to it, you're not going to notice that. If you see somebody walking by on the street, you're not going to notice that. So A plus to that, and also creepy.
Yeah, do you think it's too creepy?
I mean, I'm kind of half and half on that. Like, there should be a way that, like, I don't know, like geofencing or something. I'm getting way too technically into the future here. with
the robots are like, stuff, you've talked too much.
You've said too much. It's like getting into like geofencing or something like that, where you can like disable stuff like that, or the technology that they have with the cars where it doesn't allow you to receive the text and it sends out an auto message saying like, yeah, like this person is driving right now. So
like a Faraday cage or something like that, where it's when you go into the new Las Vegas sphere to see a show, then it's then you can't use your phone in there or whatever, you know. They don't do that, to be clear, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Like, I mean, I get it. Everything's legal out in public. Like, it's public domain once you're on the street and everything else like that. But you're walking into somebody's house, I don't need anybody. Like, I mean, my place is a mess right now. And there's a reason why the cameras face this direction.
Yeah, so. Tell me that. I understand that plight. Well, so what if it was, like, I think that it should have one major tell, I would say, that you know someone's recording is when there's a red light. Mm-hmm. And that's like standard back for people before you, everyone had a phone in their pocket when you would, like, you know, you're on a set or whatever, you know, which camera is rolling because the red light comes on, or
exactly
on your camcorder that your dad had in 1989, there would be a red light to know it was actually functioning. Maybe something like that. So that way, if you walk into a situation, the manufacturer then is responsible for being like, I'm trying to give you a heads up. Yeah, a piece of black electrical tape takes care of that, a piece of two or whatever that. But still, just some sort of like, this is happening. You're like, someone is surveilling.
Yeah, it's but see, then we start going the other direction with everybody going like, well, what about phones? And people just like pretend they're looking at their phone and all of a sudden they're recording everything over there. Well, do we need a red light on phones now? And I mean, yeah, I see it both ways. I kind of feel
we're too
like,
far down.
Yeah.
It's too far.
Exactly. When Taco Bell's asking for permission to read my Spotify account, I mean, we're past it. We're past it.
You obviously said yes, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I want the perfect Mountain Dew pairing with my Taco Bell, okay?
Exactly. Like, please give me a personalized menu?
Yeah. Man, that sounds so good. I want to go to Taco Bell so bad now.
Dude, we're going.
This episode not brought to you by Taco Bell.
Yeah. I'm going to take you to the stabby one, and we will be okay because I will protect you.
Oh, the stabby one. Okay.
The stabby. All of them.
I also live by a stabby one. I lived for years by the best Taco Bell ever. There was never any line. I could get through so quickly. It was across the street from my house. I could hide it from my wife. It was so good. It was...
Man, that's so good. My favorite Taco Bell is the one with all the cats. We used to call it El Gato Bell. Because the dumpster out back had like, you know, 50 stray cats at any given time, and you knew the food was just like chef's kiss.
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this or not, but we're far enough along into the pod to be able to talk about something like this. Brazil has an idea for how to treat erectile dysfunction. It's spider venom.
Spider milk.
Hold on 1 sec. Sorry, I'm getting blown up. No, I'm good. This is not dropping a venomous spider down your pants to make this happen. Okay, of course not. They've made a topical cream for the synthesized spider venom of a banana spider. I guess they're big and scary and sort of notorious in South America. This is weird because in the last month we've had two different Brazilian spider stories. The ones where the spiders came across with the banana shipments, and now these ones called banana spiders. It sounds like Brazil, as far as spiders go, could be a real hell on earth. I don't want to project, but that's twice where you could die or you could have, you know, weird wiener stuff happening to you. According to Gizmodo.com, the bite can cause elevated heart rate, convulsions, shock, and even death. But it can also cause priapism, a condition where the victim remains at attention for hours on end. it turns out also that if it's not controlled well, it can actually do permanent damage to your wiener. And so that's a no for me, dog.
I mean, I don't really know what the level of permanent damage, like there's a line somewhere, but I have not reached it quite yet. So, I mean, a 50-50 risk between death and priapism. Thank you. Man, I'm trying to talk around this one without going too far. Oh, I can't even say that. Wow.
So if you want your bananas firm and not mushy, turn to the venom of Brazil. Firm.
Yes, yes. Did it say which part of Brazil? Because I would like to go there. I've been three times. Have you not?
You've been to Brazil three times?
Hell yeah, man. I'm a surfer. Yeah, I'm a surfer and an idiot and a soccer fan. And I have friends who live down there. So I've been to Rio. I've been to Sao Paulo. And my favorite place is which is down very at the south end, and it is like a surfer's paradise. And I can't believe I just said that in public out here. Nobody go to just leave it alone. Yeah,
I'm gonna beep it out. I'm just gonna beep it out for you, okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I beeped out the name of the town. Yeah. I had no idea, man. Did you see the guy on the hill with the arms out that's trying to fly or whatever?
On Rio, not touchdown Jesus. I call him airplane Jesus out there. So, because
I got to tell you, you just touched a weird nerve in my family, because Touchdown Jesus, known for Notre Dame at the end of the stadium, mm-hmm. there's a cathedral and Jesus has his arms in the air, and so they call him Touchdown Jesus, which I'm sure is sacrilege at the highest level. But
oh no, because Jesus loves football.
Wasn't it Luke that wrote about that in the Bible?
Yeah. It was Luke.
Jesus, he who loveth football.
Thou a game that hasn't been invented. Score on the Irish.
Yeah, there's a part of me that wants to go to Brazil, but then like Formula One goes to Sao Paulo all the time, and every year one of the teams gets robbed while they're there. I'm like, that sounds pretty dangerous. I'm not a good danger guy.
The advice that I'm always given is like, dress like a local, which is basically you get off the plane, just wear flip flops, cargo shorts, and a t-shirt, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, God forbid you wear Air Force Ones. People are just like, oh, that dude's got money. Yeah, no, just flip flops everywhere. That's it.
I mean, I rob people for Air Force Ones, so I get it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's
black Air Force Ones for life.
Okay, this one, speaking of dress like you're from Florida, this one I thought was definitely a Florida story, CJ. I was actually kind of shocked when it wasn't. An emotional support alligator went to a baseball game and was denied entry. He went with his handler, and it was a Phillies game. The dude lives in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or something like that. I was like, that's not Florida.
Capital of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, how dare you? But yeah, evidently he took his alligator to the baseball game and he was denied entry because it's an alligator and we can't just have dinosaurs wandering around a ballpark, no matter how much I want that to happen. So now the way that this story's been portrayed in the media, this is one of the stories where I actually read the entire thing to the very last punctuation. The way this story's been portrayed in the media, it makes it sound like some dude just woke up and was like, come on, ferocious alligator, we're going to the ballpark. He's friendly, don't worry, like any other dog owner in Seattle. Like, no, he won't bite. I don't need a leash.
That would definitely be from Florida if he was like that.
He doesn't bite. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So it turns out if you're not following Wally the Alligator on TikTok, then you are absolutely missing out. He is a hugger. Wally loves being picked up. He puts his giant alligator head on your shoulder, and you can just caress him and cuddle him and give him little scritches and a smooch on his alligator head. Now, you and I both share the honor of having held an alligator before.
Yes.
A terrifying, 1 foot long, 9-year-old alligator that definitely looked like it was that same way that a cat looks at you like it's going to murder you with those eyes. Yeah, this one, only it was like, I'm actually a murderer. And I
was like, I could kill you, but I'm not even going to waste my effort.
So his human is a reptile rescuer, and when he met Wally, this was the only alligator he'd ever come across that didn't immediately chomp down on your head when too close. Yet. Okay?
And
so,
yet.
So he met this alligator, and he's just a carpenter or something, and when he finds random reptiles in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, he saves them, God. I guess. But this one he couldn't set free because he was too sweet of a guy. And so he did what any of us would do and bought it a harness and a red leash and started taking it to the mall, which is very strange.
Wow. The story of a man and an alligator that fall in love.
He's got a friend that's friends with some of the ball players and a couple of the wives at the Philly stadium. So
that's cool.
Like, bring the alligator to the game. Sounds like maybe he didn't get this authorized correctly or whatever, because when he showed up, they were already like doing batting practice and they were into their warm-ups and stuff. You got to be there on an off day or maybe a little earlier in the day when people are just arriving or whatever. The players, not the other humans in the stands. But this the person that tried to set it all up for him felt bad, so they bought him and his alligator a couple tickets to the Phillies game. All right, so now keep in mind, this alligator has like almost 100,000 followers on TikTok because he's this so nice insane. And such a I mean, if anyone's gonna follow him, it has to be you.
Yeah.
So he takes it to the ballpark, and they were like, "No, there is absolutely no way you are bringing a leftover dinosaur into this ballpark because that is preposterous." Plus, we can justify it because he doesn't meet the support animal criteria. He's not a dog, for instance, or have his certifications for being an emotional support animal. You just love him and he is very hilarious, but that does not mean you can just bring him into a place full of children.
Yeah, it's like the lady who tried to bring an emu on a plane.
It was a peacock.
A peacock. Peacock. That's right. Yeah. And it's like, how do you get those certified? I want to get a license for Wally. Like, I want to help him get this out now. Now that we've got this story out in the public, we need to find out who's the help me Howard of Philadelphia.
In our case, it's Ask Jesse.
With that guy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Every big market's got to have one. So we got to figure that out. The Phillies have invited Wally to come to a non-regular season game to check out. I assume that they do their warm-ups in Florida, which is convenient. We can return the alligator back to his
I mean, if we're habitat. Talking about non-regular season games, I don't want to, like, you know, bring up a sore subject about the playoffs.
How dare you?
But the Marlins just made the playoffs and are playing against the Phillies for the first three games of the wild card. So yeah, maybe I'll get to meet Wally.
I mean, if ever it's there was a great chance.
Season.
Oh, yeah, man. Exactly. A loophole.
I'm so excited. My face just got hot. I need a drink.
It did. You should see it. It really did turn pink. That's amazing.
Yeah, I got excited. I want to go meet another alligator. How big is Wally? Did it give any stats on him or anything?
Probably, I just don't remember, but when I looked at the people holding Wally...
He was bigger than our guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a full-on alligator.
Oh, wow.
But cool. He looked like... The way that I hug my own dog, a 35-pound Aussie doodle, he looked like that, only if you had, like, a long alligator tail. He looked like he could make, like, a third of a boot, probably. Because we learned that it takes two full adult-size alligators to make one set of... No, three... full-size adult alligators to make one set of boots, right? That's what the guy said on the fan boat.
Yeah, something
boat.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, something very sad like for the alligators. So,
poor alligators.
Yeah, it's here. Actually, if you stand by, I'll send you a link. Because yeah, you should actually see how adorable this is and try and describe it to people. There's a TikTok that's embedded in this story, so you can scroll down a little bit and see it. It's full on like. It looks like if you had the best dog ever that wanted to be carried around because it was scared
God,
of the fireworks.
I love him.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, he doesn't wear a band on his mouth or anything. So at some point, he's definitely going to get spooked and bite someone's head for sure. But
He's not. He's adorable. Like I would think that, you know, in a stadium with like 50,000 people, like, and especially in Philadelphia, where we're throwing cans and like. Philadelphia is known for like having their mascot kind of banned for having their hot dog cannon that was like taking people out in the stands. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That's all you need is the Philly fanatic firing like aluminum wrapped hot dogs at this alligator.
I imagine an alligator flying through the air. Chomp.
Yeah. Like if there's one thing and like even his owner's all like cute, just a cute old man walking his alligator, just happy living life. I love this.
Yeah, I love it too. And so at first it seemed to me kind of like a sad story a little bit. Like, oh man, this kook with his alligator, what a jerk or whatever. Like he's going to fly on an airplane like that peacock lady. But the more I see it, the more I'm like, this is incredible. I think I would be very nervous, but I think I might hold Wally the alligator. I'm sure you would, just knowing you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, like, here's the thing is that lots of stuff that could potentially kill you. If you knew that it would definitely kill you, I would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Not because I'm trying to kill myself, but rather because, like, I wouldn't want to hold it and then have it bite my face and I'm missing an eye and my ear is hanging down and, like, I can't talk anymore because the alligator attacked my head. Like, if I knew that I was holding it and if it went bad, I wouldn't have to live with the consequences, then cool. Let's go.
I don't need the wounded phase. Yeah. I just like straight to the neck. That's all I want. Straight to the neck. I love that this is in Philadelphia. So I'm trying to think of like all the other sports fans and like what other teams like might start getting behind Wally and like try and be the first to get Wally there. And then you've got the hockey team, the Philadelphia Flyers, and they've got that mascot Gritty, who's actually insane and scary on his own. Like I want to see Gritty and Wally get together and form like a buddy cop movie.
I would think that the Eagles would work. God damn it. I can't believe I didn't listen when you said that, because that was brilliant and I did not give it the laugh that it deserves. A buddy cop movie with an actual alligator and then a non-talking stuffed like a mascot. Just don't say anything the whole time. It's the other people that carry the movie with the dialogue.
Yo, I'm pitching that movie. I need to make, we're making a movie where neither one of us talk, which is the opposite of everything that we do normally anyway.
I'm in. I love this idea. Yeah, so anyway, it would be fun to spend a day with Wally. The Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles could do mm-hmm. it. That seems like, I'm just thinking about the Philadelphia fan base, which is known for being like the biggest bunch of dickbags on the planet.
They threw
and proud
batteries
of it.
At Santa Claus.
They wouldn't throw batteries at Wally, I'm sure of that.
Oh, no.
Now, man. Wally the robot from the Disney film, or from the Pixar films, perhaps that makes more sense, but not Wally the alligator.
Oh, of
Wally
course.
The alligator.
They had, what was it? What was, didn't they have a, they had a robot that was traveling the world, going around the world, and it went through all sorts of countries, through Asia, through Europe, parts of Africa, and it came to America, and the first place that it was in America was in Philadelphia, and it was torn apart and trashed within like 10 minutes of it being there. Like, I'm here for this.
All right, Siege. Well, sadly, I have to be a responsible adult now and do some parenting. So that wraps it up for today. It's Nerd Talk Plus, streaming every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks so much for joining us. We didn't even get to any of the super, super silly stuff because this is Nerd Talk Plus for teens.
That's right. We're parenting an entire generation.
Oh, no. No!
You're all doomed.
We're all like, hug an alligator. It's
please,
funny to throw batteries
alligator.
At people.
50-50 chance on whether this spider is good for you.
Rub the spider on your wiener.
Do not listen to us.
So Tuesdays 10 a.m. streaming on the Odyssey app or from the, I don't know, the streaming, the way that you get, whatever, from the Odyssey app. Or you can get us in on demand as a podcast starting after that show at some point when I actually get the thing done because I'm the worst or whatever. You can find us on socials, nerdtalkplus.com. You'll find everybody there, even Brandon, who only shows up once every 4 to 5 shows now, which
white
is sad.
White skin Sasquatch.
We'll get him back someday. Yeah, he's like, he's the hairless Sasquatch. He's like that weird cat with the no hair.
Exactly.
Except for like, yeah, that's
just like a skin body wandering around Spokane with a mustache.
That's all the hair that matters. Let's go.
That's it.
Thank you, Siege.
Love you, buddy.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Bye.